Buddha's gift. Kāśyapa was one of the Buddha's great disciples. He was one of the leaders of the Sangha after Buddha passed away. Ananda, another famous disciple, asked Kāśyapa, "Besides the robe and bowl," these were symbols of the Dharma transmission, "what else did the teacher pass on to you?" Kāśyapa said, "Ananda." Ananda replied, "Yes." Although Ananda was a devoted and faithful disciple, he represents the unenlightened person. Kāśyapa represents the enlightened individual. Besides the robe and bowl, Ananda wanted to know what else Kāśyapa had received, perhaps some secret doctrine or teaching. To Kāśyapa, such a question was foolish. What the Buddha left was the way of direct communication. When Kāśyapa called, "Ananda," Ananda answered, "Yes." There was no lapse, no time for thinking. In the way of true communication, there is no thinking, no scheming. There is oneness. It is direct and very immediate. It was this direct, true communication that the Buddha taught Kāśyapa. True teaching is awareness of this oneness, this immediate communication between all beings. Every word and every action between people, if done with awareness, makes explanations unnecessary. If there is a direct, intimate communication between yourself and in whatever you are engaged, then there is oneness. For example, food is life. The life of the eater is food. There should be a feeling of untold gratitude towards food. It is because of food that you are able to exist. Food and the eater are one in life. The essence is the same. This realization of oneness is Buddhism. It involves the highest type of communication and respect. If your life is realized in this sense, between you and work, friends, and clothing, you would see that the whole world supports you. You exist because of others. Everything supports your life. This totality, this oneness, evokes a gratitude and a great joy beyond explanation. If two persons become one in love or in trust, words are not necessary. Their entire life is communicated by a pat on the shoulder, a wink, the touching of toes beneath the table. Even between two persons on an entirely human level, there can be a feeling of oneness. How much more so if you communicate directly with all things you encounter in the world. This intimate oneness is a tremendous thing. This is what the Buddha left to Kāśyapa, to all of us.